my will, they mean it too. And some people are in the middle. This helps us, Isaiah 11. I'm going to read it out of the King James again, out of the Passion. But the Lord's going to reveal things to us seven ways. He said, and there shall come, this is Isaiah 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Now that's the first one. The Spirit of the Lord is resting on him. The Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, and the Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. Now, he put, after the Spirit of the Lord comes upon us, then the first manifestation is wisdom. In the spirit world, whatever a spirit projects, that's what kind of spirit he is. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He'll never tell you a lie. He's a spirit of truth. So now, he comes and lives in us, and he's ready. We need to fill our heart with the word so that when he talks, we can understand it. How many times do you hear people say, in a tragedy, something told me not to go. Something told me this would happen. Or they have a dream and they don't know the interpretation. They got information, but they didn't understand they didn't know how to relate it to life. The Spirit of the Lord is there. So it's our job to receive his word. That's how the Holy Spirit is going to talk to us. Because Jesus said he wouldn't speak of himself, but when he hears, he'll forgive. We give him something to work with. We yield to the, when you read the word of God, just receive it as truth. That's what we do. When a tarot read the word, they're trying to figure out, what can I get away with? How far can I go to the edge of the world and still be saved? When you say, I don't care what God wants me to do, I'm going to do it. If I feel weak, I'm going to get strong. If I'm frustrated, I'm going to find peace. It's a personal choice people make. And some people make the wholehearted, some are not. But the first thing he put was wisdom. I got to do this quick. I asked the Lord a definition of wisdom and knowledge. People mostly put knowledge first, but wisdom is first. Wisdom is the trust of truth, because Adam was in a learning condition, just like God. In the beginning of his way, he chose wisdom. That's what Proverbs say. He said, wisdom is the trust of truth. Knowledge is the experience of wisdom. After you trusted the truth and you act on it, what happens after you experience it, you see situations unfold. Now it's knowledge. But the first thing the Holy Spirit's going to, is wisdom is listed first. He'll give you wisdom for your life. As you act on the wisdom, understand it. And counsel, you're going to have questions. And this is where the church needs to really ask questions and yield to the opinions of God. Don't hold on to an opinion so tight. That can be holding you back.
That's when you start editing the Bible to agree with what you think rather than changing your thinking to agree with the Bible.
I've seen people argue, boy, they wrong with two left you, and they argue that point better than people who know the truth. The word said, lay aside every weight and the sin. Some weights are not sin. A wrong understanding. It's hard to progress if you understand wrong. So that's where the spirit of counsel comes in. God, he'll relate what you need to know to heal up. You have to heal up. You're not going to go much further until you heal. And there's so much stuff in this life to aggravate you. But when you get through talking with a few conversations with the Lord, you're good to go. You're free as a bird. Then he said the spirit of knowledge. Well, and might now. Remember, that's a real important. You may feel weak, but the Holy Spirit can manifest in you and be the power you need to do what you need to do while you're weak. Not only survive, but thrive in that moment, even though you're still weak. He can cause you to thrive in that moment. And then you can go back and get counsel so that you'll be stronger the next time, a moment just like it comes up. We do all things through him. He do things through us. In our greatest weaknesses, some of the scriptures that we read in love were written when the people were going through the toughest times ever. And God gave them might. God gave them might. And then the spirit of knowledge. See, when all these things are in place, you're going to learn. And then the fear of the Lord. You're in awe of him. You're looking at, you see God now. You see him. You can say, oh, Lord, I see you. That's what Job said. I heard about you with the hearing of the ears, the stories of my fathers. But now I see you with my own understanding. So I forgot the spirit of understanding. Well, the spirit of understanding is when you understand things, when you know things in their right relationship. All this comes from relationship. We'll get to the passion next week. Give the Lord all the time. We're out doing the help. But God loves us, and he is with us to help us in every aspect of life. Satan don't just come with the pleasures, he comes with aggravations. But you can put a stop to his works. You can, by the Holy Spirit, you can go back and undo what's been done, that where it affects you. Then you know how to springboard. You're going forward. And God's going to, with a healthy life, God can cause you to do whatever needs to be done. And you can bring life to wherever you're doing, wherever you go, the people you love, the people you know, and the people you don't know. Because you can see a need and pray for it. You get the angels involved. It's somebody else's life or stranger's life. Sometimes I'm at the counter paying for something and somebody will tell me that somebody got cancer. I start praying for the person. They don't even know I'm praying for them. God knows the person and the situation. When I hear about people's ailments, I start praying. When I hear the ambulance, I start interceding. What happens? It gives God something to work with. Sometimes if it gets to you, the Lord got it to you so you can do something. And spiritual wealth get on our life. And when we need him, somebody's going to pray for us. All right. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to go forward in you doing all that's in your heart. All the wonderful, joyous, peaceable things in your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. It's great.